This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
The Steelers still think Aaron Rodgers is going to sign here. They heard some of the comments yesterday. There are guys in that building who are regulars on McAfee's show. Arthur Smith, Omar Khan goes on there. Tomlin's been a guest. They have a very friendly relationship with Pat McAfee. This is not a situation like it was with us as a radio station where the Steelers told Ben Roethlisberger, if you sign this last contract here, you're not going to do a show on those airwaves anymore. Condition of the deal. The Steelers are more than okay. They're fine. They're A-okay. Everything's all right with Aaron Rodgers continuing to go on McAfee's show, although there was one thing from that interview yesterday that I do know scares them and potentially perturbs them. But overall, everything we heard in that answer about how retirement is still a possibility, his focus is on his personal life, that did not make the Steelers freak out and panic like, uh-oh, we need to move to plan B. Because Aaron Rodgers now, we don't know when he's going to play and he might retire. From what I've been able to gather, they're still confident, like they were at the owners' meetings, that this is going to go down. So they're either delusional, they are clinging to what I would call wishful thinking, or they know something that we don't know. But I've heard, ever since that interview happened, we had our show yesterday, Donnie had his show last night, the morning show today, Mackey's show to start, insiders that have been on our station in the last 24 hours, everyone seems to have changed their position on Rodgers, and people sound far less confident in Rodgers coming here, and way fewer people want him to come here because they think they're getting a guy who is not solely committed to football and with his attention divided is not going to be able to give the Steelers everything he's got, which is a very reasonable opinion to have, I think. So Aaron Rodgers, not that he had a gigantic percentage of Steelers fans who have wanted him to come here, that number dropped significantly yesterday, and among educated Steelers insiders and hosts here at the station who have said things like, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, well, just about everyone was singing a different tune after that. The Steelers are not, though. I don't know what they know about Rodgers' personal situation, or if they think he's going to come to his senses, or if he's going to say at some point, I want to continue playing football, so I'll try to balance both, and the Steelers are okay with that. Whatever it is, Whichever it is, the situation right now is that the Steelers still believe Aaron Rodgers will be their week one starting quarterback. So I want to start with that. But the other thing I want to say here to begin the show, and this is the, I should have started with this actually, because to me it's a bigger deal, and it speaks more to the Steelers' current predicament and this fog that they're in, this bizarro world that they reside in, and some of it trickles down to their fans, but smart media and smart fans don't fall for it. I heard that Tomlin has said, either has said this line directly, word for word, verbatim, or some paraphrased version of this to the people inside that building, whether that's Art Rooney, probably not privately, but like in groups of people around others, has told coaches and told players and has told people, football people around the league. Mike Tomlin thinks that he can win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin believes that Aaron Rodgers can be a missing link player for them and the guy that gets them over the top. He honestly believes that. Now, maybe after Justin Fields left them high and dry, like he went into, like, I don't know, crisis mode and had to come up with this, and now all of a sudden he's telling people that he believes this, even though deep down he might not, or if all along he's felt this way, or he went into the lab, into his film room, and put on Aaron Rodgers last year, and even though Aaron Rodgers did not play well against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, he crammed the other tape late in the year after that game when Rodgers apparently got healthier and saw a much better quarterback. I don't know. I don't have those details. But Mike Tomlin really thinks that he can compete for and maybe win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And it's that kind of insane thinking. It's that kind of crazy talk that has my faith so crushed. Like, I has my belief in the people that are running the Steelers, specifically Mike Tomlin, because he really calls all the shots there. It's why I'm so hard on him and so critical, and why I don't trust him, because he actually has told people that this 41-year-old quarterback, who right now sounds like football is the furthest thing from his mind, that if he actually puts that all aside and chooses to play, that Mike thinks that Aaron Rodgers can get them to where they want to go. This is a coach who is so either full of himself, his own abilities, you know, is such a eternal optimist, when you need to be a realist in professional sports. That would explain why there's no deadline, and why they're willing to wait as long as they have to for Aaron Rodgers. That Mike thinks that Rodgers can be the missing piece or the player that ends this 8-year run of no playoff wins and gets them winning games in January again. Does anybody else out there feel that way? 412-928-9370. It is baffling to me that I think the fans have a better handle and a better idea of what the Steelers are right now and how close they are to winning than the person who's making close to $20 million and actually runs the team. Think about how messed up that is. Why haven't they set a deadline? Why aren't they going to Aaron Rodgers? We need your answer now. Take it or leave it. If you can't say yes, we're going to do something else. Well, if the coach thinks that this guy is that much better than everything else that's out there, and when he compares Rodgers' talents and ability to what they had last year, or the guy, I don't know, the guys in the draft, Mason Rudolph, you name it. Tomlin apparently thinks the difference is so gigantic that they're willing to have the Aiyuk thing happen again, where they wait and wait and wait and wait and hope and hope and hope and hope and think and think and think and think that something's going to happen. And if it doesn't, well, it was worth it because we felt like this player was a difference maker for us. Allegedly, that's how they view Aaron Rodgers. This is a coach that also can't bring himself to admit that maybe the roster construction or the coaching or where they're at is not good enough. And what's probably the best thing for the Steelers in the long run is to take one step back, to take two steps forward. He's unwilling, he's ignorant, he's stubborn, he can't accept that. The Steelers still think they're going to get Aaron Rodgers, and the head coach thinks he can compete for and maybe win a Super Bowl with him. Are you kidding me? 412-928-9370. Donnie, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, they're not going to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. They're maybe they are able to build a team that can win a playoff game.
Do you even believe that?
No, I mean, it would really have to depend on everything that is happening, like, in that moment. Like, it would have to be them either hosting a game, which means they would have to win the AFC North, or the team they're playing has some
quarterback
injury
or something that makes them not really a playoff team. They're just there because of the record they put up while the injured players were healthy.
Because even with Aaron Rodgers, I'm not picking them to win a playoff game in Kansas City, in Buffalo,
right,
in Baltimore.
Doesn't this Tomlin sentiment, though, and belief in Rodgers explain why there is no deadline and they're waiting? If Tomlin thought that Rodgers was just a little bit better than any of the free agent quarterbacks who have signed in the last few weeks or the last month, if Tomlin heard from Rodgers that he has personal stuff going on and might retire, he wouldn't sit around and wait. Because what is it, 55-45 he plays? Maybe 50-50 at best? You said 50-50 yesterday. So why pin your hopes on that if you don't, unless you think he can turn back the clock and be vintage Aaron Rodgers for you? And I think Mike is so confident in his coaching abilities that he thinks he can get that guy out of him. He thinks he can bring that out of him again.
Aaron Rodgers would do that on his own, not because of Mike Tomlin.
But either way, I mean, whether Mike believes he can get that out of him or Aaron Rodgers was just, you know, blessed with that ability, they think he's worth waiting around for because of how good he can potentially be here. And I just don't, I don't get it, and I don't see it.
They clearly think that they are just a quarterback away. We don't think that. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are listening that agree with us. I'm sure there's plenty that disagree with us. People that are the doe-eyed optimist types who think if they do get Aaron Rodgers, they are absolutely in the AFC conversation. I just don't see it that way. Yeah, they have a better quarterback situation than they have right now, because I do think Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph right now. Yes, absolutely.
That's interesting, because I put a poll question up on that before the start of today's show, and over 40% said Rudolph. Better player right now, 1,300 votes, almost 1,400. 46% said Rudolph.
But let's,
it's
just
almost
say
50-50.
But let's just say, as things stand right now around the AFC, because I did this exercise a couple of weeks ago, the Steelers probably have, with Rudolph, like, what, the 13th best quarterback in the conference? And the Titans are about to get Cam Ward, so
yep,
that might even push them back one further if you want to put Ward up there.
Where are they with Rodgers?
That's the thing. Where are they? Eighth? Ninth?
Who would he leapfrog?
I would probably put him ahead of, well, let's see. I'm going to obviously put him behind the big four in the AFC. So whatever order you want to go.
He's not
in
better than Burrow,
Mahomes,
or Jackson.
Allen, Jackson, Burrow. There's,
yep,
four. Stroud,
no,
Herbert.
No.
That's six. And, yeah, so we're at six. I'm trying to think who I have at number
Trevor
seven.
Lawrence, Tua are in the AFC. You've got Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. I'll give Aaron Rodgers that one. Bo Nix. I'd rather have Bo Nix.
I would take Bo Nix, believe it or not.
What's there not to believe about it? He played pretty good as a rookie, got the Broncos to the playoffs, and Aaron Rodgers went 5-12.
So then you can debate Rodgers against guys like Tua and Trevor Lawrence. So he's right there between 8-10.
Trevor Lawrence has won a playoff game more recently than Rodgers, and when Tua plays, the Dolphins, generally speaking, win. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's completely asinine that the Steelers are still going to keep waiting and that the driving force behind this is that the head coach thinks he can win big with Aaron Rodgers.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.